What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
I believe your business is leveraging your talent and passion to serve people. And by improving your ads or improving your funnels, you are getting more opportunity to serve an increasingly large number of people, which creates a win-win for your customer or your clients and you.
All right, welcome to episode number 701 here of the podcast. Today is a guest teaching episode, and I'm pumped to welcome back to the podcast Kwejo Simpani-Kessy. Everybody knows him as Kwejo. He's one of our coaches inside of my accelerator coaching program. He's been a coach in there for a few years now, and I've known Kwejo for several years, been mentoring him in terms of coaching, also helping with ads, and his knowledge on ads has blown up over the past few years. He has a really successful ads management company now where he manages ads for course creators, for membership creators, for online coaches, and he just gets great results for his clients. But not only does he know ads, but he also knows funnels. He knows the data side, knowing your numbers, which is super important, obviously, and also is an amazing business growth coach. So I asked him to come on today and do a guest teaching episode for you, talking about Facebook and Instagram ads, and specifically, how do you know when you're ready to scale your ads? What are the things that you're looking for? How are you making decisions on what to scale, how to scale them if you were going to be scaling? And he breaks that all down here for you today. So without further ado, let's go talk about Facebook ads with Kwejo.
Hey there, Kwejo here. Like Rick said, I've coached inside of his accelerator for quite a while now, and I'm a Facebook ads manager. By the way, I live down here in Mexico with my wife and two kids, and before that, we lived in China for 12 years until we took an ill-timed vacation way back in January 13th of 2020 and got stranded here in Mexico because of the you-know-what. 12 years, right? But that's a story for another day. You know, as a Facebook ads manager, one of the most common questions I get is, Kwejo, how do you know when you can scale a Facebook ads campaign? Well, I'm going to share with you the names of the metrics that I look at and the indicators that I look for so that you can begin to look at the same things in your campaigns. So the metrics I pay attention to when I'm managing clients' ads and looking to scale them are CPR, cost per result, aka CPL, cost per lead, the lower the better. The other one I look at is CTR, that would be the click-through rate. And in a moment, I'll tell you of the several kinds of click-through rates, which one is important. And I look at the frequency. So looking at the cost per result, don't compare your CPL to another business's CPL because every business is unique and other niches get different CPLs from yours. A teacher might get 50 cents per lead and somebody in the PR niche or even advertising niche might get $3 leads. What matters is for your account, historically, what is a low CPL and what can you be doing to lower that cost per lead further while still getting a high quality lead? And if you want to know how to lower your cost per lead, keep listening because I'm going to share that with you right after I finish telling you the metrics that I look at in order to decide when to scale an ads campaign. So the next metric is CTR, click-through rate. And of the various click-through rates that you can see inside of Facebook Ads Manager, I focus on CTR link, which measures the percentage of people that have viewed your ad that click through to your landing page. 1% CTR link is good. 1.5% is what I would say, phenomenal. If you have below 0.75%, you need to seriously consider adjusting some of the components of your ad. Of course, this is to cold traffic. We're only talking about cold traffic here. So what about the frequency column? You don't want that number to be too high because it's a measure of how often somebody sees your ad within a given time period. So below 2 is good. Below 1 is great. Like if I'm looking at my ads for yesterday and I see below 1, that means, well, if I see 1, that means somebody saw my ad once yesterday. If I see 4, that means they saw it 4 times. Above 3 or 4, that means your audience might be seeing your ads too much and be getting tired of you, aka ad fatigue, because they've seen your ads too many times and they might start hiding your ads or just not responding to them. In that case, you want to go ahead and create some more ads and put those into the mix. So these metrics don't exist in a silo by themselves. As you change one, or as one changes, another can change too. I'm kind of giving you a simple scenario here, but your business situation is likely to be a little more complicated. And I will add that many ads managers are only concerned with ads. But after working with Rick inside of his accelerator, I also focus on the rest of the funnel, you know, the opt-in pages, the webinar, the emails, the sales pages, and all of those conversion rates associated with those. And you absolutely should be focusing on that too. So, how do you scale a campaign? The trick is to monitor the CPLs, the CTR link, and frequency while you increase your ad spend by, and here's a conservative number, 15% every day or 20% every other day. Do that and your ad spend will increase without upsetting the algorithm. And when I say upset the algorithm, I mean without sending your CPLs up through the roof, right? You want your cost per lead to stay the same as you end up spending more on ad spend. Okay, now that you know what to look for in order to scale, you might be thinking, but Quajo, what do I do to lower my cost per lead from the get-go? Or if the cost per lead happens to start to go up while I'm scaling? Here's my simple way to test your ads or test different ads in order to lower your lead costs. You ready? Start with your ad copy. You want to have 2 or 3 versions of ad copy and test that ad copy with one image. That way you know which ad copy is getting you the lowest cost per lead. Once you have that determined, go ahead and pair that winning piece of ad copy up with several different kinds of ad creative. You can choose from an image, a graphic, which would be an image with text, or even a video. And as much as people say, Instagram and Facebook love video, video absolutely performs the best. I have not seen that in my clients' accounts, and actually just under half, we'll say 40%, graphics perform the best for them. So test it for yourself and watch your lead cost come down as you find the combination that resonates most with your audience. And by the way, if you still need to bring your lead cost lower after you've done those two things, begin to test different audiences, whether that's interest-based audiences or you're building lookalikes off of your valuable core audiences. So where do you go from here? If you'd like to know how to work with me, you can go to quajo.com. That's Quajo.com. I do hourly ad strategy calls, and we can discuss how to fix your ad campaigns, or I can even set them up for you right there over Zoom. And if you're wondering why have your lead costs gone up and you can't figure it out, I can show you how to bring them back down. And then we can also go into the rest of your sales funnel past the ads, opt-in page conversion rates, webinar conversion rates, email series and sequences, sales pages, how to optimize those, I should add, at the time I'm recording this, if you go to Quayjo.com, Q-U-A-Y-J-O, Q-U-A-Y-J-O.com, you can book a free 30-minute ad strategy call with me. No, that's not going to be some sort of high-pressure sales pitch fest. I actually do these kind of calls from time to time to find more clients that are a good fit to work with the old-fashioned way by giving you a lot of value. And if we're a good fit to work together, after you've had my best advice and you want more of that, I'll give you some options that you can work with me, from more hourly calls, even up to managing your Facebook ads if you'd like. Look, I believe your business is leveraging your talent and passion to serve people. And by improving your ads or improving your funnels, you are getting more opportunity to serve an increasingly large number of people, which creates a win-win for your customer or your clients and you. Thanks for listening. It's been an honor to share with you. Be blessed.
All right. Hope that episode was helpful for you as Quayjo got into how do you know when you're ready to scale with your Facebook and Instagram ads. As he mentioned there at the end of the episode, if you're looking for help with your ads, managing your ads, definitely reach out to Quayjo. I've linked up everything on the show notes for today's episode. So if you want to go over to my website, rickmulready.com, and go to the podcast section, you'll see the episode with Quayjo right there. Links are right there on the show notes page. Definitely reach out to him. Let him know that you heard him on the podcast here. And hope you got a ton out of this episode. Thank you, as always, my friend, for tuning in today. I appreciate you. Until next time, be well. I'll chat with you soon.